You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique I'm Monique Leray. You guys know me if you watch my show. I'm really excited. In the sixth year of being on LA Talk, I wanted to just give a special shout out to Sam and the team. And we're cranking towards our lucky number 7. And so we'll make some changes that I think you guys will like and, you know, explore with some new ideas. But I wanted to just say thank you to our swag bag sponsors for the Emmys Week gifting suite. And I'll be showing you those, get some of the samples of things that we had in the bags. And we're looking forward to the Oscars event that's coming up. So thank you again. And today we have a very special guest. He is a new author. I'm super excited to have him. We have the author of Paper Trail by Lyndon Haynes. Lyndon, welcome to The Startup. How's it going?
Hey, Monique. It's all good, man. I'm happy to be here, man. Good
yes,
to meet you.
Man. And so I hear a little British. I hear a little Caribbean. So why don't I go full screen and you can introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Lyndon Haynes. I'm from London. I'm an author and a writer, former musician that's now gone into authorship and writing. And yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm here in London and, you know, I'm trying to represent for my book and nice to meet everybody.
Yes, beautiful. Well, congratulations. I'm very impressed by your resume. It's, the book is called Paper Trail. I am lucky enough to have a copy. Lyndon shipped that to me. Thank you so much for getting it so promptly.
No problem.
I'm really enjoying breaking into it, and I can't wait to see what happens. So why don't we go, Sam, let's go full screen. And Lyndon, why don't you go ahead and tell us more about your background, you know, exactly what you've done and how you got to this point as an author.
Okay, yeah, so I basically had about 25 to 30 years in the music industry. I was a rapper since about 1988. And yeah, I was with a band that we got signed to a major label in London back in the 90s. And we did a whole lot of shows and we toured with Soul to Soul and stuff like that. We did a whole bunch of things. And after that, kind of like I worked with a few other artists. I did some solo projects and stuff. I came to New York, worked with some artists over there. And then I really started to go back to my roots, which was writing. I was always writing before I was rapping. And yeah, I was just starting to write some short stories. And I wanted to get the short story collection published, but that was quite difficult at the time. So I just continued to write. And then I took myself off to film school and I went to Regent's University here in London and achieved my master's in writing for screen and stage and, you know, started to get into like television drama and stuff like that, like writing screenplays. And it wasn't really getting where I wanted it to go. So I kind of went back to basics and just started writing my books again and self-publishing myself and promoting them. So this is where it's taken me today. This is where I am right now.
Well, that's wonderful. Everybody knows Soul to Soul. That's some good classic music right there. And I might have to play them later.
Okay.
Just because you reminded me. But yes. And, you know, I like that you took it bit by bit. Oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we kind of just get overwhelmed. We get the idea. We want to get it all done. But explain to me your process. Did you go, because your chapters are very intriguing. Chapter titles. Yes. Did you take it chapter by chapter? Did you just take it theme by theme or event that happened, or what was your approach?
Pretty much my process is chapter by chapter. So before I even start writing the book, I have an idea in my head of where I want it to go, like for the whole book. I think the beginning, the middle of the end, and all that kind of stuff. But I really just focus on each chapter and how I want to begin it, what I want it to contain, and then where it's going to lead into the next chapter. So it's very meticulous in the way that I do it. And I want to make it as intriguing as possible for the readers out there. So I really take my time and really craft each chapter individually.
Yes, I can tell. I feel like I sense, I haven't gotten that far down, but there's a couple chapters that stand out for me. And as an entrepreneur, you definitely have these days. I mean, I don't care who you are. You definitely have these. But one of the titles is chapter 20, and it's entitled Can I share the titles? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute, I don't give up all the goods. Okay.
No. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Chapter 20, and it's This Can't Be Life. Yeah. Talk to me about, without giving it away, but talk to me about what was going on when you were writing this and what were you reflecting upon?
Okay. So what I tend to do to kind of set the scene or the backdrop to each chapter, I love music, as I've mentioned. Yeah. I'm a big fan of any kind of music, mainly rap and hip hop. So I listen to a lot of music while I'm writing, and some of the music that I listen to really grabs me, and it just sets the backdrop of the actual chapter or the scene that I want to write. So This Can't Be Life, if people know, that's an old Jay-Z record, and it kind of helps me with thinking about where I want the chapter to go as well. So I believe in that chapter, that's like some really intense personal stuff that's happening to the main characters, Cindy and Dwayne. And it's just really like asking that question, you know, this can't be life, you know, this is where we're at right now, you know, and hopefully that chapter encapsulates it.
Great. And so another one that also kind of caught me is Can I Live? And that was chapter 11.
Yeah, again, another Jay-Z.
Yes, we love Jigga. We love Jigga. He is motivational. I've met him once, but yeah, he's great.
Great.
So, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, same, I guess, with Can I Live, you know. It's the music to Can I Live, if you remember, the song is quite, you know, it's quite dramatic, if you like. You know, I remember Ashanti doing a version of that as well with the same music. But, yeah, again, it's just like I really think about where I want the chapters to go. And the music is really like a soundtrack to what that chapter is about.
Great.
And it helps me to write because it puts me in the right mood, the right emotion to really get across what I want to get across. So it really helps.
Well, it's good because I see that now that you explained that, I see that in all the chapters like Dancing Queen,
yeah.
And Welcome Back,
yeah.
And Who's That Girl? And
yeah. Yeah. Well done for noticing. Thank you. Not a lot of people really pick it up until the obvious titles, you know.
Rain on Me. Yeah, this is good. Rain down.
Yeah.
On me. Yeah, good.
Shanty. Yeah.
Yes. All right, you guys. You can get Paper Trail by Lyndon Haynes. Now, Lyndon, where can people get it? Obviously, Amazon, but where else?
Anywhere globally online, Barnes and Noble, Walmart. All of the major retail stores that sell books, you know, Waterstones, Amazon, everything, everywhere.
Everything, everywhere. Okay, so when are you going to be back in the States? Do you have anything exciting coming up in this lane? Are you doing book tour?
Well, actually, as you mentioned that, I will be going to Miami towards the end of the year. I was there this summer. I went to the American Film Festival. Nice. In Miami. I loved it. I loved the atmosphere. I love meeting new people. So I'm going to spend a few months out there and I'm going to really try to connect to some people and try and get an agent and try and just work with other people, collaborate and really like promote this book as well.
You got it. I'm going to connect with you after the show via email. I have a couple things coming up that I think can help.
Yeah, no problem.
In that lane that are coming up. So stand by on that. But listen, I'm really excited to see where this goes for your book. Do you want to share anything else that stands out about this book, this genre, that makes it really special?
Yeah, well, I think for the listeners and the people who really like reading a good crime thriller, something that's got a lot of suspense and intrigue, it's like a movie, if you like. You know, people have like likened it to certain movies that they've seen. And really, it's the first part of a trilogy. So if you really like it, there's a part two coming very soon as well. Yes. And it's set in London. As I say, it's anchored in London, but it goes to other places such as Middle East, Germany, Holland, places like that. Because I really want to like come out of my comfort zone of just, you know, talking about London or being in that city. So, yeah. You know, who knows, next time the next book might maybe in LA or Miami or something like that.
Come on now. We got to get a little LA in there now.
I'd love to.
Oh my gosh. So are you still doing music for films, or are you still in doing it, or have you completely shifted to book writing, authoring, yeah, and film?
Yeah, I've completely shifted. I'm not really doing music anymore. I really want to focus on my writing. So I am writing some films, some screenplays as well, or have done, and they're sitting on my laptop with, you know, looking for the light of day to come. But, you know, at the moment I'm focused on the books because I really want to finish this trilogy and then start writing some other stuff. I really want to start writing like a love story or something, because this is too intense, all these fillers and stuff. So
yeah, for sure. And you, do you envision this becoming a film? Or
I mean, look, God willing, whatever happens, you know, somebody may pick it up and read it and think, yo, this is something that I could work with and make it into like a visual, you know, like a series or something. That would be the ultimate goal for me. But I write with no expectations. I just want the reader to enjoy the story and to enjoy the characters and the narrative of what I create. So whatever comes from it will come from it. So
that's great. That's a good attitude to have. Just easy. You know, sometimes that's the way to do it. And so let's set an intention for this book, folks. Go start shopping for the holidays early. Get Paper Trail.
Yeah.
And support this artist from an author from London. You know, I think let's set an intention that you sell. How many do you want to sell by Christmas or the end of the year?
Can I say a million? No, let's start small steps. Yeah, maybe 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, and then we'll work from there. But get a bigger audience, especially in the States, because, you know, I love America. So I'd like people to kind of know who I am.
Well, we love London, and thank you for your time. I know there's such a time difference there now, so it's probably about midnight now. No, it's not.
It is, yeah, just after, but it's cool. I've been waiting all day for this, so I'm happy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, can you tease out what the second part might be? Or
Yeah, the second, I can tell you the title. It's got a French title. It's called La Maison d'Allure, which means the House of Allure, and it kind of follows the main characters 5 years later after this story. And there's a lot that's happening with their siblings and friends and some revisiting characters from the first book and some new characters that I've introduced for the new book. So it's nearly done. I'm nearly there. So it'll be finished soon.
Okay, good. Now, so I know that this is a thriller, The Paper Trail, but is it based off people you know, personal experiences, or is it complete, you know, fantasy?
Fiction. A lot of people ask me that. What it is like, there are people that I know that I may have grown up with or may have just come into, you know, contact in life. And what I do, I just tend to take bits of characteristics from people. I don't create a character per se off of somebody, but, you know, I might see the way that somebody walks or the way they dress or how they style themselves or how they speak. But most of the characters are made up, but, you know, based off of characteristics of people that I've met.
That's good. You've kind of put it all. That makes it more interesting, actually, far out. So, you guys, once again, the author, first book of three, Lyndon Hayes from London. Get this. This is amazing titles. I'm intrigued to finish it. And I'm excited to have you back. Let's check in at the end of the year or the top of the year and see how those sales are going.
Most definitely. I'll be happy to come along, Monique, definitely.
All right, Lyndon. Well, thank you so much for staying up so late there. And lots of love to London. And we sure need a lot of love over here. So
thank you very much, man. A lot of love to LA and all your listeners. And thank you, Monique, for giving me your time. Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. All right. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. All right. We're going international, folks. I really love it when we get international guests on the show. Lyndon is really, really talented. I'm excited to see. So just once again, that was Lyndon Hayes, Paper Trail, formerly in the music industry, in the film industry now, and writing books, offering books. Okay. While we wait for our next guest to come, let's do a little recap on some of the Gifting Suite brands. So this year, I think I kind of teased him out a few weeks back, but I want to, since we're at about a month ago, it was a month ago yesterday that we had the event. So I want to give a shout out to Heli Pops. This is a great little pop. It's for travel. So it kind of is, I'll just show it to you guys. It comes in this cute little package, and it is actually a pot. And you just enjoy it. And once it melts down, you've got your supplement. So it's good for kids. It's good for adults. It's very simple concept. But what's great about this is the vitamins and minerals, especially during your journeys, right? So we get drained. You know me, I travel. So Heli Pops, very good. I like the way that looks. And they also have a few other iterations. This one is the throat soother. Ah, can't speak today. The throat soother. So, and the color kind of coordinated, I don't know, they're kind of coordinated to the theme. So the colors of the box are the colors of the pops. The ear popper. Well, it's Heli Pops ear popper stopper. How cool is that? So they're themed. So, you know, gosh, this is a really good idea, you guys, because whenever I'm coming off the plane and it takes so long to pop your ear and you feel like you're just going to explode. And they have another one that's a kid's one, but I think those are all gone. So I don't have those on hand. Next up is Aegist. They are a returning client and Emmys and Oscars event brand. Dr. Vaughn and Bunny, his wife, are doing amazing things. These are dissolvable strips and they are called Calm AF. And you just take like fruit roll up and you put it on your tongue and you let it dissolve and it actually makes you calm. I'd say it lasts about 30 minutes on me, but I have a lot of stuff going on. So I probably need to take two or three of those, but yes. And you can get these on my website. So just go to Aegist Formulas, check them out on Instagram as well. This is a really cool brand. This is a new client, Roy Pinchy. This is the Pinchy toy. So Pinchy Fidget is what it's called. And this young man has a vision for people who have autism or a nervous situation. Maybe they're taking a test. Maybe they're trying to focus. But what I really like about it is it's like clicking your pen. Like when you're thinking about writing something. Okay, so this is what it looks like. And you can kind of adjust the click. So you could just kind of click and then you can adjust it if you need more of a clicking sensation just to kind of think or de-stress. So I thought this was really cool. Pinchy by Roy's Toys Co. And you can find them right there. Okay. Next up is, I'm going to stay organized, guys. Fam Cinema. The Pandemic Project documentary will be streaming on Fam Cinema really soon. It was really great to team up with Dr. Ali and his family. Let's just see the logo a little bit better. There's kind of a, there you go. They are rolling out family-based content, and they have a really interesting backstory. And so I want you guys to go on and check them out. Thank you again, Joanne Hone, Cohen, for coming out. She is a pastor. And she's got a She Tour where she is also authored this book, Victorious Living. I think I've shown it to you guys a few times. And it's forwarded. What's interesting is it's forwarded by Daryl and Tracy Strawberry. So if that's, you know, something that you're into, spirituality, check that out. What else? It's like early Christmas around here, you guys. Oh, my goodness. All right. This one's really cool. And it came from far away. Arctic Collagen is a... And this is kind of cool because it has a pouch. So you just put it in water or maybe your juice and let it dissolve. And it's a dietary marine collagen oral supplement. So I think, you know, you could probably just drink it, but you have to read the directions. I haven't had a chance to use it yet because I've been really slammed. But it says here that the collagen starts declining at our age of 25. It keep your glow and joint strong with a simple daily routine. Take it straight on the go anytime, anywhere. Simply enjoy it on your way. So there you go. It's very easy to use. Beautiful packaging. I want to give them a shout out. They are on Instagram. Or you can just go to www.arcticcollagen.com. Very cool. And easy to travel with in your bag. And what a good stocking stuffer idea. Oh, we've got something else. From NutriWorks. Beauty Rest. Okay. Now these are cool because you actually put these on your feet. And it actually it's okay. So let's read it from the top, because just it helps you with your beauty and your nightly routine, and you relax and revitalize, and you can just place it right there on your foot. So I thought that was kind of neat. They have different iterations, different. So this one is the rest and revitalize. And this one is for a refreshed look. And this is for this one here, the green one. And then the orangish yellow one is for a healthy glow. So we've seen that before where, you know, things can be pulled out from your feet. I love that. My next guest that should be coming in pretty soon, she's been on here before. She was actually at the Emmys event. She was at the Emmy events, and she was the first typewriter poet a lot of people hadn't seen. They'd never seen it before, and I was really impressed by her. She wrote me a poem, and she signed it and stamped a little stamp. But what's really cool about Yvonne is she tunes into the person, so she'll ask him a couple questions, and then she comes up with a magical poem. She had tears going at the event. I heard people were really impressed, and she should be coming in real soon. And yeah, I love that. We have a lot of cool things going. If you guys are interested in placing at the Oscars Week event, it's March 12th. You guys can also, if you want to be on the podcast, if you want to do both, you can email us at the startup. No, it's not at, so you have to go the startup with MoniqueLaRay@gmail.com, and we will get back to you and see what we can do. So please spread the word, and let's see if Miss Yvonne is coming in right now. And I think this would be a really great time to give a shout out to our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Circle Squad, Aegis, and everybody that supports the show. Thank you so much. Also, if you're not following us already on Instagram, we're going to start doing some new content on there. You should follow us. It's at the startup with Monique LaRay. Okay. And I think that's pretty much it on the swag. I think there's actually some more stuff, but I'll save that for the next segment. And I think you guys will really enjoy these things. But, you know, you got to be thinking about the holidays. I mean, you don't have to be, but if you choose to. And these are kind of cool gifts to give, and stocking stuffers, and things that'll keep you well, or fun things. Or if you are looking actually for a place to put some content, Fam Cinema might be the way to go. So you can reach out to them, and there are all the platforms, Fam Cinema. So if you are a filmmaker, producer, director, and you have a film that is family friendly, and you'll have to speak to them and find out exactly what that means. But, you know, and that can range. So if you just haven't found a home for your film, you don't feel like, you know, your content fits everywhere. What's in a name? It's family-based, family-oriented. I wouldn't say the Pandemic Project documentary is necessarily family-oriented, but it is global and, like, not global, but it's a collective examination. So, you know, there are some things that we can do with it, and we'll have to find out from Dr. Ali what he thinks about that. What is coming up? I think Casa LA's event is coming up that we'll be doing the swag bags for. And I also think we have another charity, because it is, you know, charity season or celebrity charity season. I know that the F Cancer is going to be next year. So we will keep you informed on that, because we're often there. I think that also the Camera Voice is scheduled. I do that one as well. It's scheduled for next year. So if any of these charities, celebrity charities, are of interest to you guys, can email me and inquire, or go to Bright to their website. If you wanted to team up and gift some swag bag items, we're open to that as well. I know we also have the Wine and Art event, which helps with Quarter Point Youth. So, you know, I mentioned Casa LA, and that's exactly what they do. So they have a wine and art night with good food and art and performances, and that helps the court-appointed youth here in Los Angeles. And lastly, around Thanksgiving, if we can pull it off, we're still looking to do the homeless feed in downtown and Skid Row live. So hot meals and personal kits. We did it before. I wanted to do it last year, but you know, we really have to get back out there and do that. And that's something that's really close to my heart. So if you are someone in that area and want to contribute, if you are a caterer and you want to donate and hand out and be live on the air and throw some good back in the world, we would love to have you. I think eventually we'll get, you know, past the personal kits. It won't just be the personal kits. It'll also be clothes, right? Because you need all the things. So I look forward to that. Although I'm very ambitious, I understand it's been quite a year for a lot of us. Let's talk about that for a minute. And we're waiting for Miss Yvonne to come. You know, how are you guys feeling about, you know, starting up a business and, or even potentially thinking with, you know, is the economy affecting you entrepreneurs out there? I want you guys to drop down into the comments and let me know, or send me an email. Tell me your startup story, you know, your challenges. Let's talk about it. Let's get you on the show. Let's see if we haven't had someone on here that could probably help navigate that. And speaking of someone navigating her career, this is Yvonne Romero, but AKA
Poetry Yvonne Chell.
Amen. What's going on, Yvonne? Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back. So I think it's my third time here already.
Yes, we love it. We love it. Yes, you are always going to come back, because I was just sharing with everybody my beautiful poem and the stamp. Aww. And the signature. I didn't read it, but just how much inspiration that gave me that day, and it still does. And you and I have been keeping in close contact and getting in the room. So why don't I go full screen and you reintroduce yourself and tell people exactly what you do and how you started doing it. Go ahead.
Okay, so my name is Yvonne, aka Poetry Yvonne Chell, and I'm a typewriter poet. So basically what I do is I write poetry on the spot based on any topic you give me. And I just do it on a vintage typewriter. So it's like the premise of what I do seems simple enough, but the words that I give to people is just so impactful. And it touches them in a way that sometimes no visual art can do, because like I really get down to the human core, the humanity of why we do and what we do.
So true. Yep, that's so true. You really do. And so I want to find out your feedback from the event. Tell people how the Emmys Week event was, and give us the tea, Yvonne.
Okay, so the tea is, that was definitely an experience where it's like I had to figure things out on my own. But it was also, it's like I've done so many market pop-ups. So it's like, all right, I know how this goes. But to be in a room with celebrities, with media people, producers, that was a whole new ball game for me to learn how to network. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty good in networking, but then it was funny because, like, you know, I set up on my own. Okay, you know, doing this, writing poems for people, and then only when I was probably like 2 hours, 3 hours later into the event, I realized, oh, I should have been taking pictures with the celebrities with my poems. I totally forgot.
Well, we had some of you, because we had a photographer, so we had you back. Yes.
At least.
Yes, yeah.
Because like, I also didn't have an assistant that day. You know, my friend couldn't make it. I'm sorry you got sick that day too.
Was a crazy day, but I'm glad to hear that you were exposed to a different demographic of people that can enjoy your art.
Yes.
And so tell us the follow-up of that. What was the benefit of that? Have you got any bookings since then? Any offers or interest?
No bookings yet, but I did receive a compliment that I felt that was, for me, was very validating to my vision board.
Yes.
And it was just honestly a great compliment. So as I was loading my stuff out, like, you know, wheeling my little trolley, this older lady, she was walking the other way, and she told me, I love what you do and I think you should get an agent. And I was like, an agent? What for? And she said, I can really see this as a TV show.
Wow.
You know, are you doing and I was like, that's actually on my vision board. Absolutely, yes. So I was like, of course, like, who knows, maybe in the future, maybe not now, maybe 5 years from now. But I just think that it's wonderful that someone who doesn't know me, you know, and my vision board, just kind of sees the same vision, just kind of envisions the same thing that I'm seeing. Like, a cute little comfort show, or where I learn people's stories and write poems for them, because it's just, you know, such a heartwarming and thoughtful art form. You know,
it is.
Actually, I just got, yeah.
And, so you know what, Yvonne, we're going to have you back to fill us in after you go to these couple markets. And I'm really excited to see you follow up and come to the Oscars event with me. We'll have you back really soon, and you'll have some updates for us, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Well, thank you for being here again. What will you start up today? You guys stay safe and stay inspired. Ciao. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.